Sneaky of me. Okay, so today, oh, the other exciting thing, you guys, today's my dad's birthday. So happy birthday, Dad. My dad turns 85 today. So that means it's March 28th, 2018, and we're doing lesson number 350, forehead in the hands, lifting the knees, circles with the head and pelvis. A lot. And we've never done this lesson before. So I had this suspicion that it was somewhere, and I found it, that it would relate to what we've been doing. So we always begin lying on our backs with our legs long, our long arms long, excuse me, down by your sides. And now is the time for you to begin to think about how you're feeling today, noticing the contact that you're making with the floor. So what does that mean? So that means there's parts of you touching, parts of you not touching, parts of you that are comfortable, parts of you that might not feel so comfortable. And then you start to have distinctions that maybe one shoulder or one side or one hip feels different than the other. So you're examining yourself, deepening your awareness of yourself into how you sense and feel where you're at today with making contact with the floor. And then from here, I'd like you to draw some attention onto your breath and breathing. Noticing your inhalation and your exhalation. And with parts of this lesson, you're going to see it's going to greatly affect how your breath and breathing is right now. So again, just noticing the amount that your belly is moving, the amount that your chest is moving. Is your inhalation longer than your exhalation, or about the same amount? And then lastly, slowly and gently rolling your head a little bit to the right and left. And as most of you know, to go slow, so you really can feel how the rolling of your head feels today. If there's any popping, cracking, tightness. Okay, so where we're going to go with this is, and the easiest way to do it, and it kind of changes your orientation a little bit with the room, which I like, is I'm going to have you just roll over first to your side and then your hands and knees. So then your head is going to be towards the back of the room. Let's just make it easy. So just roll over and come on your hands and knees. Okay? So once you're on your hands and knees, the first thing, as you just did on your back, is observe how you get on your hands and knees. Are your knees lined up with your hips? So what does that mean? So your hip joint is the head of the femur that's sitting inside your pelvis. So your knee should be right below that. Not too wide, not too close. So your pelvis should be lined up right over your knees. And if you want, you can look. We've got mirrors, right? So you can look in the mirror and see, am I lined up? Right? Or am I leaning forward on my hands? Am I leaning too far back? Okay? So this is really important. And then from here, You're going to take your hands, and we're going to place your hands then, think of like a bowl. You're going to put them in front of you, and you're going to place your forehead in your hands. Okay? And then you might have to bring yourself back a little bit so that you're still square, because the tendency is to be leaned out like this, right? So it's real important that you have the starting position. Okay? So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to think of moving then your pelvis forward, and then you roll your forehead in your hands. And then you're going to take your pelvis backwards. And that rolls your nose closer to the mat. So it's a movement of rolling forward and a movement of rolling back. And right now, the tops of your feet are what I'm going to say open, right, flat, as you do this. And each time, thinking about going a little bit further back, right? So eventually, as a potential, your buttocks, your sit bones, would come to sit on your heels, right? So that's an idea, it's a thought, it's an image. And that gives you the direction that you're going. Did somebody just say something?
Yeah, my face is on the floor, if I go back to the floor.
And turn your palms up. Palms up, cupping your forehead. So that means bring your elbows back in a little bit, Marlene. Your elbows are too wide. There you go, cup your forehead. Yeah, so your forehead is inside your palms. Your elbows are slightly bent in, you guys. Some of you have your elbows really wide. So bring your elbows in a little bit. And if your head and elbows and hands need to slide back a little bit, so just think sit bones towards your, beautiful, towards your heels. And then, but don't rush it. And really letting the tops of the feet be flat. So there's a lot going on in this lesson. Now feel right there. Mm-hmm. Do you feel how you come over here? Mm-hmm. This, right? Yeah. So just notice it. You don't have to change it. So the tops of your feet flatten out. And this is going to be hard for some of you. Some of you want to pull the feet in. So really go slow. No. The tops of your feet are flat and they get flatter as your sit bones go back. So you don't want any change in your feet. Excellent. Now we're going to come back to the beginning. We're going to add one more movement, which is, so your head is in the center, right, of your palms, and you're back to finding that your knees are right over your hips. And now we're going to make a circle. So think of going up a little bit with your head, over to the right, back, over to the left, and up. And your pelvis is making the same circle. And what you can do is change your intention from your head making the circle to the pelvis making the circle. And eventually they get so blended it feels they are one. So the only thing, Sue, is you need to go a lot slower. Okay. We're not in a speed race. So the whole idea of these movements is to feel, let me show you, slow. Slow. Because when you go fast, there's places that you're missing in the circle. See, right there, you don't go over to this side. You're in a hurry to come up.
Okay.
Okay? So slow it down. So like I just instructed to Sue, which most of you know, the slower you go, right, the more you can discover where you have gaps in the circle. And now can you change the direction of your circle? Excellent. Okay, let's let all that go. Roll onto your backs and rest. And the first thing to become aware of as you're lying on your back now is your breath and your breathing. Huh? Deeper? Larger? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to come back over to our hands and knees. And we're going to start first on your hands and knees again. We'll go and lower the head in a minute. And we're going to do what we did last week, which was to lift the right knee. Just straight up. Right? So that's not Bonnie, the lower leg. Right? The lower leg does not lift. Right? So if you guys want to watch me, and this is so important. Because most of you overuse your calves, right? So I ask you to lift the knee. This is lifting the knee. See, it comes from the pelvis. But a lot of you are doing this, or you're doing this. So let's all do this. Let's all do this and lift the whole leg and feel how much work that is. What's the first thing to go? Your breath and your breathing. Now, just lift your knee. Just lift that side of the pelvis up towards the ceiling. Bonnie, you're doing the same thing. Turn sideways. You're not paying attention. You're still lifting your foot. Nope, you're still lifting your leg. Do you see how I lift my knee and I don't lift my lower leg? Okay? Do not lift your lower leg. When I say lift the knee, it's the knee. So that your pelvis, your butt goes straight up. Okay? You're not a dog peeing on the fire hydrant. Now alternate. So it means Bonnie? Bonnie's somewhere else.
It's just connected.
So when you lift the right knee, it means all the weight is on your left knee. You put it back down. When you lift the left knee, all the weight is on the right knee. Now, bring your palms together and lower your forehead. Again, don't have your elbows winged out. Pull them in a little bit. And now you're going to do the same movement, just the knee. And we're going to add the foot in. So, once the right knee, once the left knee. Excellent. Now, tuck the toes under. What does this mean? It means your toes are in the runner's position. And this will help push a little bit. So now as the knee lifts up, yes, in a sense, the lower leg is parallel, right? Because your toes are curled. Alternating right knee, left knee, and your pelvis is going towards the ceiling. Okay? I don't want to see any of you falling over. So this is not a movement of tilting out to the side. So Brigida, Really try to lift the knees straight up. Right? It's your job to pay attention to this. Those of you that are flaring your knees out to the side. So Sue, you're lifting the lower leg. Push the toes down to lift the knee. That's the movement. Push the toes. The knee lifts, the pelvis lifts. Use the toes. Use your foot. Get out of your calves. Okay, we're exhausted. Roll onto your back and rest, please. There's so many and remember, you know, like poor Bonnie back there feels like I'm picking on her. It's not that you're doing anything wrong, right? So there's all these variations. But what's important is to learn the variation I'm asking of you, because it's important for a certain reason, right? And it's important for you to understand if that variation is not clear to you. That's the most important part. That means you don't do it. Okay, let's come back to the hands and knees. So you're on your hands, line up your knees, okay? Both feet are now gonna be tucked, right? Runner's position. Your back is hanging down. Okay, so now we're gonna add a variation in. We're gonna first lift the right knee, and then you're gonna lift the whole right leg up. Straight back. In a line. So you're on 3 points. And then you're going to bring it back. And we're going to do that again. So the first thing, when you go to lift the right knee and push with the right toes, all your weight goes to the left knee and your two hands. Then you extend the right leg to be long. It is parallel with your hip. That means no knee bent. That means the leg isn't too high, it's not too low. And then you pull it back down. And you do it again. Beautiful. And now we're gonna switch to the left leg. So you shift the weight onto the right knee. First the left knee comes up, and then extend the left leg. Now this has a lot to do with balance and walking. Keeping those 3 points of contact even. So now for me, right, my balance isn't as good this way. Okay, I feel things are off balance, that I want to overload on my right knee and not so much even on my hands. So, what is your job? Your job is to pay attention to you. Do you do something like me? Right? So, when I go to balance on my left leg, I'm completely even between my left knee and two hands. Then, when I do it on the right leg, I want to go way over to the right. Okay? So, as soon as you feel that, find a way to correct it. What is that about? And continue to alternate. Some of you start turning the hip up, right? So really pay attention. When you lift the leg, your belly is still forward towards the floor. You're not lifting, you're not doing, we're not in yoga. This is about walking. Okay, come back. Let's bring your forehead back to your palms. Let's have your feet flat. Make sure the elbows come in, and you're going to start to sit your pelvis back. It's fine if your head and your arms just slide back. as if your sit bones are going to sit on your heels. No movement in those lower legs. Oh my God, it's so easy, so much easier. What just happened? Isn't it? Right? And then come back up. You guys are gonna love me for this. Your feet. And go back again. So really let the tops of those feet flatten out. Some of you have really stiff ankles. Let the tops of the feet flatten and your sit bones go back. Right? So you're opening up your hips. So if your sit bones can sit on your heels, right? That's the maximum amount that you can open them. So they're super happy. Beautiful. Okay, let's roll back onto your back and rest. And let's see what happened. How does your pelvis rest now? How do your legs feel inside your hips? How is your breath and your breathing? Okay, let's roll over again. Bring your forehead into your hands. Pull the elbows a little bit in. Then make sure that your knees are lined up with your sit bones. And we're now going to alternate your feet. So first, think of sliding or pulling the toes up to tuck the toes under. Push to lift the knee. Lower the knee and unslide the toes. And we're going to repeat that again. So slide the toes to tuck, then lift the knee, lower the knee, untuck the toes. Each time, the top of your foot is opening. So when you unslide them, it's getting flatter and flatter. And then we're going to go to the left foot. Slide to tuck, tuck to lift the knee, lower the knee, unslide and untuck. Slide to tuck, lift the knee, unslide, letting the top of that foot get flatter and flatter. And now pause, letting the top of your feet be flat. And this time I'm going to let you spread your knees a little wider. So it's like a triangle. And your head stays in your hands, but it'll slide back with you. This will be a little easier to sit back. So the knees are slightly wider. Still, the tops of the feet get very, very flat. And your sit bones come down to the heels. And then you can slowly come back up again. Right? So your knees are a little wider than your feet now. It makes it a little easier. We're opening a different part of your hips. So knees a little wider. That's it. And those tops of those feet, think of the top of the feet getting as flat as possible, and the heels roll a little bit out. So Bonnie, roll the heels out to open the top of the feet, you guys. Right? Not in. That's it. Tops of the feet roll and the heels roll out. Opening the top of your ankle and foot. And we've really not played with this so much and how much it has to do with your hips. So you're all getting there to the point where the entire top of your foot is almost resting on the floor, which is awesome. Remember, your head can slide back, Corinne, so put your forehead in your hands and let everything slide back together. Let the elbows come back. Don't keep the elbows so wide. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Elbows roll out, Corinne. Heels. There you go. Keep them flat. Keep them flat. Keep them flat. Keep them flat. Right? So really pay attention, right? The things that you want to do with your feet, right? For some of you, it gets really uncomfortable. So you start doing some quirky things with your feet and lower legs because the tops of your feet are so tight, which means your hips have been tight. That's it, Brigitte. Let that right one come out. Heel out, out. Top of the foot down. Let those toes relax. You guys are going to thank me later. Your feet are going to be so happy. Happy feet. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. The level of your work today. Okay, let's let it go and rest. You need a rest. So again now, as you're resting on your back, feel what's changed. Feel the ease right now in your whole pelvic area, lower back, and hips. The length of your legs. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, we're going to come up to the hands and knees, so roll over. Back to the hands and knees. Curl the toes. So each time it should get easier now to curl your toes. Okay, so the more that the foot flattens, the easier that this is. Okay, we are going to go back to lift the right knee all the way in the air. Bring it back, place it down, up with the left, and back. And let's see if our balance is a little bit better. Come back. Now, we're going to now work with the arms. So remember from last week, your belly's hanging. This is very important. So we're going to shift weight onto your right hand and lift the left hand. Come back, shift weight onto the left hand, lift the right. Bring the right hand back. So pay attention to the placement of your hands. If your hands are too wide, it throws your balance off to the outside. So when you bring your hand back, The balance should stay even. When you lift one hand, the weight stays even right now on both knees. Okay? Excellent. Now, we're going to lift the left hand and keep it up, and then you're going to lift the right knee and lengthen it. So all your weight is on your right hand and left knee. And bring them back down. And we're going to try that again. So start with the left arm, right knee, right leg. Come back. Now we're going to lift the right hand, left knee, left leg. Come back. Keep the toes curled. Lift the right hand, keep it up, straight, left knee, left leg. And come back. Okay, with the toes, flatten the feet, tuck them under. Flatten the feet, tuck them under. Flatten the feet, tuck them under. Leave them flat. Bring your head down to your palms. And we're going to go back to the very first movement of moving a little forward and back and then going into a circle. And again, thinking of the circle being initiated either by your head or by your pelvis until it feels like the two are operating as one. And then you change the direction of the circle. So you're feeling the quality of your circle, the ease of your circle, the balance of your circle, how smooth it is, and that you can reverse and change the direction at any time, and it doesn't alter your breath and your breathing. What's really important here is to pay attention if you go out to the side more, the right side or the left with your pelvis, right? Do you have a wider circle on one side, right? How do your ribs follow the movement? So Brigida, your knees are too close. A little bit, yeah. So remember, your knees are lined up with your hips and then you make the circle. The tops of your feet are flat. Let those heels go out a little bit. Relax the tops of your feet. Right, so pay attention. Again, some of you, as soon as you get into a circle or something else, all of a sudden your feet go south again. Notice your breath and your breathing. So some of you are holding your breath. Okay, let it go. Roll onto your back and rest. Now feel that breath and breathing, right? How I remember doing this lesson is when I was pregnant with Mia, and she was late, and I did everything possible to get that child out. So one of the things was to get in this position because see, it confuses the baby inside. So they relocate, and she wouldn't drop. So this was my way of trying to get her to drop. No. So then I walked. You guys, I walked for miles. I tried everything. She was just one happy little critter inside saying, I've got everything going for me. Why do I want to come out into that world? OK, Okay, so let's come back to the same position. Roll over. Place your forehead in your hands. You might notice one hand has been on top of the other, so you could change the placement of your hands. Place your forehead in there. Line up your knees. Okay? Tops of your feet down. Right? And we're going to introduce taking your pelvis back. So your head and arms slide back with you. Focusing on the feet becoming flat and your sit bones coming down to your heels. Right? And feeling how this is becoming more and more available. Right? And then the heels slightly turn out a little bit. I mean, they can stay pretty straight, but if the heels go out a little bit, never, never do we want a heel going in. When that is occurring, it means you've got a major issue in your leg and hip. So you're really focusing on the tops of those feet, just opening up, softening. And I know for some of you, this could be the very first time you've ever felt the entire top of your foot touch. Like, go figure. Now, as you can continue to spread your knees a little bit wider, and then bringing your big toes to come closer, right? So your legs go a little wider, and almost to the point if you want to cross one big toe over the other. So the heels are now really going out, the knees are wider. Each time going a little bit more, so a little wider with the knees, so that you're really rolling to the outside of your feet. So Corinne, go a little wider with the heels. Nope, that didn't, nope, keep the toe. Yes, cross them so they're lapped on top, yes. Now at this point, with one toe on top of the other, the big toes, right? So your heels go out, so Sue, let that left heel go out. You see how it doesn't want to do that? That has to do with your hip. So just think, let it go out. And spread the knees wider. You guys can go wider because I want those sit bones to come all the way back so you're sitting. And then you can start to lift your head and bring your hands up to sit completely back. Yeah, you can't do this until your butt is on your feet. Too much?
Yeah.
Okay, so rest on your back. That's it, Marlene. Wow. Okay, come back to your forehead. Come back to the forehead again. And again, I'm going to encourage you, like Marlene and Nia are doing a great job. Some of you, the definition of wide with your knees. Wide. Open your hips. Let your knees be wide. Let your toes cross. And then Nia, and you guys are going to work into changing over the crossing. Whichever big toe's on top, oh yeah, that makes things a little harder, you'll see. Makes one ankle have to open up. And then walk yourself back, Nia, lift your head. So you got to sit all the way back, right? It's not such a big deal. Yes. That's it. Excellent, Bonnie. So, and then come back down and, are you okay?
No.
You need a break? Do you want to just rest on your back? Or do you want to stand?
My foot starts cramping, I need to stand.
Okay. Take your time. Breathe. You know, and you can just stay, you know, in what they call child's pose. Just hang out there. Okay, I think you guys are exhausted. Roll onto your backs and rest. Right, so this is a really big deal. So I know I talked about it, you know, we're doing some circles, opening the hips, but to open the hips, your feet. And most of you did not know how decrepit your feet are. Your feet are, they're so important. So what happens is when the hip starts to get tight, right, you start to lose your ability to walk through your feet, right? So then the foot starts to get tight, right? And then there's this vicious cycle. So what's doing the walking is just the bending of the knee. Hence, that's why the calf gets tight, right? So whenever you reduce movement down to one place, right, all kinds of issues are being created. Does that make sense? Yes, no, maybe. Let's roll over again. Forehead in your hands, please. Knees lined up with feet. And let's go back to tucking the toes. So you're going to have both feet tucked now and keep them tucked. And you're parallel now. So don't let the heels go in. They are lined up with your toes. And now you're going to start to sit your pelvis back. So you go back a little bit and you come a little bit forward again. Just play with it. Take your time. Your head and your arms slide back. Remember, don't let the heels display out or in. They're lined perfectly up with your toes. So it's a big stretch with those toes. And then you take your sit bones back. You guys are doing absolutely amazing. Nope. Not yet. Are those bunny socks? Cat socks. I'm going to call them bunny socks because the bunny day is around the corner. Breathe. Okay, let's bring your forehead back to the inside of your palms and let's let your feet go and go back to alternating. So they're flat and then tuck them over. Flat, tuck them over. Flat, tuck them over. Breathe, let your belly hang. Excellent. Keep them flat, and let's go back to making a circle with your head and your pelvis. Change the direction of the circle. So keep your forehead, Marlene, in your hands. Your head never lifts. That's it, Brigida. Beautiful. Beautiful. Some of you have really, really changed the movement in your pelvis. I want you to really feel how much things have changed. Right? Much bigger circle. Much more clarity, much more balance. Change the direction again. Good. Come back to center. Spread the knees a little wider, feet flat. Toes come in, heels out. Cross the toes. Slide the pelvis back. Let's just see if this is a little more open. Let the feet roll out, right? Let the outside of the foot, that ankle, just open up. Oh my God, you guys are just, this is like one of your best lessons. You are doing fabulous. I mean, seriously, the progress today, off the charts. And then come back up and try it again. Oh, so you can sit up if you can't. Don't force it. But really, when you come up to sitting, it's really not a big deal. And it is such a cool feeling to feel sitting so erect. When your hips are open, you're able to sit up straight and be erect. It's really quite effortless. Change over the toes. You can try to sit up one more time, and then when you're done with that, roll onto your back and rest. Beautiful. Doesn't that feel awesome? It's like, really? So actually, this is the original sitting position for like monks and stuff. It is not with the feet crossed in front of you. It's with the feet under you to stabilize the pelvis under you. As soon as you bring the feet in front of you, it's a whole different thing. But we're going to do that in a minute because you're going to see how easy that is. So, just roll to your side, come up to sitting for a minute, sit with your legs crossed, and just feel how much easier that is. Right? What happened with the hips? Yes, Bonnie, this is important for you. Right? Better?
Yeah. It is different, though.
It's different in there. Yep. Okay. Rest on your backs again. So I know Lynn was such a trooper. See, I knew if I told you, you might not come. You know, I mean, in some ways, this is can be a really hard lesson because those of us that have had rebuilt knees and stuff like that, and it brings us to become quite aware of some very, very deep issues deep in our hips and that have gone into our legs and our back. And yet, I haven't brought us onto our hands and knees since last week in a very long time. And all I can say is it's extremely potent. It really just opened things up. So even if it was hard, a little tough, I'm going to encourage you. And next week, we're going to go back to the circles with our arms and our pelvis and more in sitting. But that will be so much easier because of this week. But if you can do a little of this on your own, you know, it's just one of those positions to come onto your hands and knees and then place your forehead in your hands like that. It's just a really great go-to place to have in your back pocket. Okay, so before you come up, roll your head a little bit to the right and left and just feel the quality of rolling your head to each side now. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting, and then standing. And I'm certain your experience in standing is going to be profound with your feet, where your hips are. You feel fabulous in standing. Like, oh my God, how did I get here? Yes, the feet. Right? So, I mean, just feel how your feet are just really lined up. Right under your hips, right? How the entire foot is now making contact, right? Something really different happens. So now up here with your head and shoulders, super light. It's like effortless to stand, right?